Amen. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. This morning, most of you will notice it's going to be a different style of message than normal. We're going to start in Hebrews 13 and look at verse number 8. And we're actually going to be going to several portions of Scripture this morning and looking at a thought. No matter what, God is still God. No matter what, God is still God. Those that have get text and emails, and those are on some social media, I wrote a thing before our election, and then I reposted it the other day. I'm just going to read this. I said, remember, no matter what, God is still on the throne. And we as believers need to continue to shine as lights in the dark world. We also need to continue to show love and grace to one another. We need to continue to find ourselves on our knees praying for our country, our leaders, and one another. We need to continue to share the gospel because that is the only thing that can truly change this world. No matter what happens, we need to be faithful, steadfast, unmovable, and keep following after God. We cannot allow let this world, people, or anything hinder our walk with God. I understand there are much emotions and feelings, anger of what has recently taken place in our country. I know there's some that agree, there's some that disagree. There are some who feel that things were stolen. There are those that have all different thoughts of life in regards to what has taken place. I understand that many of us can sit back and we watch and we saw what happened and stand in amazement. We cannot believe such things would happen in the United States of America. We sit back and we see all that has unfolded and all that's taken place. Many have gotten discouraged. Many have gotten disheartened. Many have allowed that to affect their life, their Christianity, and the way that they're living. But let me remind you this morning, and remind myself and each one that hears this voice, God is still on the throne. And no matter what, God is still God. I do not know what tomorrow holds. But as the song says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver line. There the sun is always shining. There no tear would dim the eyes. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountain touched the sky. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. But the one who feeds a sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that may be my portion may be through the flame or flood. But his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. God is still God. Hebrews chapter 11, look at verse number 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want us, as we start this morning, to remember this world may be changing, but my God is still the same God. Jesus has not changed. This world has changed. This world is getting darker. This world is getting more wicked. This world has changed. People have changed. Individuals that used to stand for right and truth has changed. Churches that used to stand for right and truth has changed. But let me remind us this morning, Jesus Christ is still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not and will not change. The one who saved you is the same one who is with you each and every day of your life. He's the same one that promised salvation, promised to never leave you nor forsake you, promised to always be there with you. Is the same God we're serving today. Jesus Christ is the same. He has not changed. That is why it is vital, it is important that my faith, my trust, my security has not and shall never be in this world or this world system. Because this world system will one day come to an end. This world system is fallible. It has problems. My faith cannot be in this world system. My faith cannot be, my trust cannot be in a man. It doesn't matter if it's a pastor. It doesn't matter if it's the president of the United States. It doesn't matter if it's the politician. It doesn't matter if it's your spouse. It doesn't matter who it is. Our faith, our trust cannot be in a man. Because a man will change. A man is unfaithful. But Jesus Christ is faithful. He is unchangeable. He does not change. And we can be secured and anchored in Him. God is still God. I want us to look at several thoughts this morning as we keep that thought in our mind. Back to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. We can count on the Son of God. No matter what, you and I can count on the Son of God. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1. 1 John chapter 2. And verse number 1, we can count on the Son of God. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 5. Hope you brought your fast fingers tonight, this morning. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Go to Romans chapter 8 and look at verse 34. Romans chapter 8 and verse 34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You can count on the Son of God because He is our advocate. I want you to understand something this morning. I want us to see a truth this morning. No matter things are changing, Jesus Christ is still our advocate. He is still our mediator. He's still there for us. He's still, if someone would put it, he's still our spokesman. He's still there on our behalf. What scriptures is telling us, we're not in this alone. And as we look at this, I go to God through Jesus Christ. I don't have to go through him through a man. And that has not changed. I want us to understand something this morning. You and I can find ourselves going to our Lord with all the events, all the struggles, all the issues, everything that is facing, that's happening today. I'm glad we have individuals in this room we can talk to. And that's good. But there's someone far greater than you talking to someone else in this room or even myself. I'm glad I have my advocate, my mediator. I have the one that goes on my behalf before God. And I understand the main interpretation that goes on behalf before God for me in regards to my sin. I understand that he goes and he pleads my case. And he goes before God as my lawyer, if you will, and pleads my case. And God does not see my sin. He sees the blood of his dear son. And I'm glad he's made that case for me because I put my faith and trust in him. But I'm glad in my life, it has not changed. He is still there for me. Not only you can count on the Son of God because he's still there for you, but I want you to go to John chapter 6. In verse 37. John chapter 6 and verse 37. John 6, 37 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out." I can count on the Son of God because he will be my Savior. He will be my Savior. I tell you this morning, I want us to realize no man is going to be your Savior. Do you know what's going to change this world? It's not whoever becomes President of the United States. And I know we're at the stage right now, we're not sure who is. The media's claimed someone is. Others say it's not. You know what? To be honest, it does not matter. Because whoever is in that office, I will pray for them. I respect that office. I'll be on my knees for them, praying for them. But they're not my Savior. My Savior is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that saved me by his blood, and he's the one that can save me each and every day of my life. He's the one that gives me the grace that I need. His grace is sufficient. He's going to give me what I need to stand in the world in which we're living. And let me say this, it did not catch God by surprise that what happened in this election and what has happened in our world, God already knew that. And maybe it was to wake us up. Maybe it was to get our attention. And I'll be honest, no man knows what's going to happen from this day forward, but God does. You can count on the Son of God because he's your strength. You can count on the Son of God because he's your Savior. He has the power to save you from your sin. He has the power to pull you out of the miry pit and set your feet upon the rock. He has the power, he has the strength to help you each and every day of your life, no matter what we're facing. God is still God. No matter what happens, he's still an awesome God. Go to Philippians chapter 2 for a moment. And yes, please bear with, this is just still on the first point. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God is still God. He is a name that is above every name. He is still the great I am. He is still the Alpha and Omega. He's still the beginning and the end. He is still the one that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. He is still God. And he has a name that's above every name. Go to John 6:35. He is still the bread of life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He is still the bread of life. He still has a name that's above every name. He's still the bread of life. Turn to John chapter 8 and verse number 12. I want you to see. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He's still the light of this world. Even though this world is dark, there is still hope. Even though this world is dark and it seems as things are changing, Jesus is still the hope. He is still the light. He is the light of this world. He is the only thing that's going to change this world. It has not changed. He is still the light. He lights it up in this dark world. There is something still shining bright in the darkest this world will get, and that is Jesus Christ. My heart gets heavy. Your heart gets heavy. We become burdened. Some even become discouraged and disheartened. But there's a light. That light is Jesus. He's still the light. He's still what men need. He's still the direction we need to point people to. He has not changed. Turn over to John chapter 10. Verse number 9. He is still the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Jesus is still the door. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Salvation has not changed. Salvation's always been by faith and faith alone. It was not different in the Old Testament. It's not going to be different in the tribulation. It's not different in any time. Salvation's always been the same way. I understand in the Old Testament, Jesus had not come yet, but that the sacrifices it did pointed to the Savior who was going to come. That's why they used a spotless lamb, and they signify it that the spotless lamb was to come. And yes, during that time, the spotless lamb had to be crucified on a regular basis. But Jesus once died because he was the ultimate spotless lamb of God. He was the ultimate sacrifice. And it was to point people. But it's always been. That's why in Hebrews 11 it says, by faith, Abraham, by faith, Enoch, by faith. And it goes through. They were saved by faith. It does not say by works were they saved. It says by faith were they saved. And the Bible tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And even during the tribulation, and I know people argue who can be saved, who can't be saved. We're not going to argue about that at this time, but I want to tell you, those that are able to be saved during the tribulation period will still be by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to be by any other means. It's not by any other ways. Some will say, well, during this time that we need to start really getting fanatical. We need to start really working. We need to start really doing. Yes, we should get involved. We should get working. We should get doing things, but that's not going to save anybody. Jesus Christ is still the only way of salvation. That's the only way to be saved. Those that are here this morning, those that are watching, let me tell you, as this world gets wicked, it's going to be more evident as we go in this time, in this day and age, that people need Jesus. What a fitting song, Jamie. And he didn't know for sure what I was preaching. People need the Lord. The thought is this. This is what people need. People need the Lord. That's what's going to change this world. That's what's going to change what's happening. I can't tell you how much more time we have on this earth. We preached a message a couple Sundays ago. Jesus is coming. I can't tell you. No man knows the hour. I don't know when Jesus is coming. I can't tell you when he's coming. I don't know. But I do know I have another day, another breath, another minute that I need to use for God's honor and God's glory. And I need to share the gospel. And I need to let individuals know they have at least another minute to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Because that's their only hope. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, forever. You can count on the Son of God. He's there for us. He's your Savior. He has a name that's above every name. He is the door. Turn to John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for sheep. He's still the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And most of you can quote the whole Psalms 23. But the Lord is my shepherd. Hasn't changed. No matter what happens in this world, he's still the Son of God. What has happened in this world, he's still my Savior. He's still my strength. He's still my door. He's still the way of salvation. He is still my shepherd. Trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understandings. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Follow your shepherd. Follow the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not lead you astray. And what does a shepherd do? The shepherd's there to guide, but he's there to protect his sheep. I'm glad God guides me, but I'm glad God's there to protect me. I'm glad he takes out his staff and he pulls me back when I'm getting too far away from him. I'm glad he's there to there, and that has not changed. He is still my shepherd. Go to John chapter 11 and verse 25. And as you notice, each of these I could preach a whole message on, but we're just highlighting some of these. John 11, 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. He is the resurrection and life. He's still the resurrection and life. It has not changed. Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6, that hasn't changed. John 15, 1, he's still the true vine. That hasn't changed. He's still the precious Lamb of God. Revelation 13, 8, that still hasn't changed. He is still Jesus. That has not changed. He is still God. That has not changed. He is still who the Bible says he was. He is still the same. See, you can count on the Son of God because he has not changed. But I also want you to go to John 14, 16. I also want you to see you can count on the Son of God, but you can also count on God's Spirit. You can count on God's Spirit. No matter what, God is still God. Son of God has not changed. Jesus is still the same. He's still a name above all names. He's still the door. He's still salvation. He's still strength. He's still all the things we mentioned. But you can count on the Spirit of God. John 14 and verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You can still count on the comforter that God gives. When Jesus was ascending back in heaven, the disciples and those were fearful. What is going to happen? Now they were told what was going to happen. They already knew what everything that was going to take place. But they were fearful. It's very similar to you and I this morning. Our scriptures reveal to us, God's word reveals to us what is going to happen. What is going to take place? We don't know exactly what's going to happen in weeks and months to come. exactly who's going to become president and what's going to happen and what our society's going to look like and if we're going this way or that way. We don't know that, but I do know this. The Bible says in the latter of the last days, things are going to get dark. It does tell me that people are going to want their ears tickled instead of the preaching of the Word of God. It does tell me that people are going to turn to the lasciviousness of life. They're going to turn to their flesh, and they're going to turn away. Even God's children are going to get involved in things they shouldn't get involved in. That's Scripture. We do know that. We do know that Scripture tells us all that's going to happen. It's revealed to us. It should not catch you by surprise that the world's going the way the world's going. It should not catch us by surprise all the wickedness and all the immorality that is being flaunted in our world today. It should not catch us by surprise. But we can count on in the wickedness of this world that God has promised us a comforter. That is the Holy Spirit. What God told them, what Jesus told them, don't you fret. Don't you be concerned. Don't you worry about it. I'm sending you someone that's going to guide you, direct you, and comfort you. And that is the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to John 16, 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. God is still God. He will still be there to lead you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you. The Holy Spirit will still be there to lead you to truth. As a believer, how am I supposed to live my life? I'm supposed to live it in truth. What does that mean? I'm supposed to live it according to His Word. My flesh will lead me where? To trouble. My flesh will lead me away from truth. But the Spirit, my comforter, will lead me to truth. What does that mean in our world today? I need not to follow the voices of this world. There are many voices. There are many people trying to get attention of individuals and of believers. I tell you, I do not understand this, and I hope this does not come across wrong. There are many believers that I could not believe hearing the way they were talking and what they were saying leading up to this election and after this election. Why? Because they were listening to other voices. Because of certain things they were willing to go against. And there was even a man that is known in the mainstream Christianity as a scholar and as one that many people look up to and that. And he went and some of the stuff that he said in this letter that he put out was just insanity. Because basically he was promoting to vote for someone or push someone that teaches against the Word of God in regards to abortion, in regards to certain things, and all of this other stuff. We don't have time to get in all of this. But God will lead you to truth. And we need to be on our knees praying that God leads us to truth. And that we're living truth. I tell you, it does not matter, again, who is in the presidency. What matters is that me as a believer is following the Spirit of God that God gave me at salvation. And as I follow the Spirit of God that has been placed in me and dwells within me in my life, I have to walk after truth. It does not matter whoever gets in the office. It does not matter whoever the leader is this year or in 4 years or 20 years or if the Lord tarries. It does not matter. What matters is that you and I follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit who leads us in truth for our lives. Because His truth has not changed. What God wants for you and for me as His children has not changed. The Holy Spirit is still there to guide us in the right direction in our lives. That has not changed. God's children, I tell you, again, I'm trying not to offend anyone this morning, but I want to say this. It makes me sick to see how God's children have reacted in regards to this, because we have taken our Christianity and we've thrown it to the wayside, and we've said things that we shouldn't have said. We got involved in things we shouldn't have gotten involved in, and we're not falling after truth. We need to be falling after truth. Oh, I might be upset. I might not like how things have been turned out, but I tell you, I have to point people to the Savior, not away from the Savior. We got to count on God's Spirit. He still leads you. Go to John 14 and verse 11. For he knew. John 14 and verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. I want you and I to understand something this morning. Jesus and the Father are one. And we must understand He gives us the Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us. But the Spirit of God will never lead you astray from the Word of God. Get that? The Spirit of God will never lead us astray from the Word of God. Amen. What has happened is many individuals say, well, I prayed about something and I feel this burning in my bosom, and all this is taking place, and I believe God's leading this way. God will never lead you. The Holy Spirit will never lead you contrary to His Word. God will never lead this church contrary to His Word. God is never going to lead you as an individual contrary to what His Word says. There are people today in this world telling people they can do whatever they want to have their sins forgiven. That is not what Scripture teaches. There are churches that used to stand for the gospel. Now they have watered down the gospel. They have watered down the Word of God. And they're teaching another gospel. They're teaching something contrary. The Word of God has not changed. The Spirit of God's not going to lead you differently to what His Word says. Believer, God wants you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. God wants you to still be that lighthouse. He's still leading you to stand right. He's still telling you, do not have the spirit of fear. He's still leading you to live how He wants you to live. He has not changed. The way the believer ought to live has not changed. The way the Spirit's leading in the truth has not changed. You and I still need to be living right in this dark world. That has not changed. He's still the same. Look at John 14 and verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but he know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. He's still there living within us. He'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Do we understand the truth this morning? There's times you and I feel alone, but God is still there. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says no man can pluck you out of the hand of God. If you know the Lord as your Savior, no matter how dark this is, this world gets, there's still a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is still one right beside you everywhere you and I go. There is still one who is there for you and me, no matter how hard things get, no matter how ugly things look, no matter what is happening, what is going on, no matter if we have to change how we do church, no matter if we have to restructure things, no matter if things get bad and all this happens and all that takes place, and I'm not trying to be doom and gloom this morning, but I'm telling you, no matter what happens, what takes place in our world, let me tell you, Jesus is still there. He's still there with you. He's still there to help you, and we're not alone in this world. You can still count on Him. He didn't say, well, it's getting a little too hard for me. See you later. Kitchen's getting a little too hot. No. He says, when they went into the furnace, they didn't just see three in the furnace. When they looked in that furnace, what did they see? They saw four in that furnace. And who was that fourth? That was Jesus Christ, because He was right there with them. And even though it was hot, they didn't get burned. They didn't smell like it. They didn't look like it. They had nothing of it. Why? Because Jesus is right there with them. And the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And the Bible tells us there's nothing that we're going to go through that we can't handle apart from His help, His strength to be there with us. I wish I could stand here this morning and tell you everything's going to be a bed of roses the rest of your life. Man, it's going to be sweet sailing. The waves are going to be calm. There's never going to be a storm. Those that have been around as long as Lee Rice knows that's not true. But we do know, no matter how hard the waves get, Jesus is still there. When they were on the boat, and they were getting afraid, and they were getting scared, and the waves were tossing overboard, they ran, and they even blamed Jesus. You're trying to kill us. What did Jesus do? He got up, and He spoke, and even the wind and the sea obeyed His voice. He's still there. He's still there with you. He's still there with me. No matter what happens in this world, He's still there. Don't lose hope. You still have Jesus. And let me tell you, He is my portion. He is all that I need. Hebrews tells us this. He's all that I need. I don't need anything else. All I need and you need is Jesus. He's all that we need. And He's there with you. I know there's times those in Scripture thought they were alone. Even a prophet that should have known better even thought he was the only one serving God and all by himself. Even others curled up under trees and wanted to die. Even others got to that place in their lives, they were discouraged and down. But Jesus was still there with them. And let us never forget, He is there with us. You see, God is still God. You can count on the Son of God. You can count on God's Spirit. But you also can count on God's Scripture. Turn to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. We'll try to wrap this up quickly. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You can count on the Scriptures. You can count on the Word of God. Let's be clear this morning. This is not a storybook. This is not a fable. This is the Word of God. This is God's written word revealed to man. God's revelation given to man. The canon of scriptures. God has given his word. And the Bible says not to add or take away from these words. And it says that this word will never fade away. It's not going to wither. It's not going to go away. God's promised to preserve his word and keep his word. And God has given us his word. Scriptures will not change. I tell you what's happened. And even good-meaning people have taken scriptures to try to push their belief systems and have tried to push certain things. Even during this election, someone even took scripture to try to push a candidate. No. You cannot change scripture. You cannot add to scripture. You cannot take away from scripture. This is the word of God. This was not... Yes, God used man to write this, but these are not man's words. I tell you, if you've ever taken time to read the Word of God, you can really quickly realize this was not man's words. You see how everything comes together, and everything that's said is that, and they lived years apart from each other, and yet it's still accurate. It still goes together. There's no contradictions in the Word of God, because this is the Word of God. It's inerrant Word of God. There is no fault in the Word of God. There is no problems in God's Word, because this is God's Word given to men. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. This is the Word of God. You can count on God's Word. Man's philosophy changes over years. Church denominations, I use that carefully, has changed over years. But the Word of God has not changed. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, forever, and his word has not changed. What you believe today may be different than what you believed 30 years ago, but God's word hasn't changed. What you would stand on 20 years ago, you might not stand on today, but God's word hasn't changed. Things that your grandparents would say, bless God, this is what God's word teaches, hasn't changed. You can count on Scripture. Man's going to change. Their philosophy is going to change. What some denomination is going to change. What some writer, historian, or scholar has said may change. But God hasn't changed. There's some called denominations today that they have kept changing what they believe because some prophet has gotten some vision or some things. But let me tell you, a true church does not change, because a true church is based upon the written word of God, the scriptures of the word of God, and God's word has not changed. And that's what the word of God says. Go to Psalms 119 and verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven. It's not going to change. God's words shows us strength. That's not going to change. It will still stabilize. It still strengthens you. That hasn't changed. It still gives hope. That hasn't changed. God's word still has the answers to all life's problems. That hasn't changed. God's word gives us the end of the story. And that hasn't changed and will not change. And it will happen according to the word of God. God is still on the throne. God is still God. Much has changed, but Jesus hasn't changed. His Son hasn't. The Son of God has not changed. The Spirit of God hasn't changed. And the Word of God has not changed. But you know what's changed? God's people have changed. We become fearful. Wait, we just saw about the Son of God, the strength He gives. We just saw about the Holy Spirit leading us. We just saw about the Word of God that stabilizes us, that strengthens us. But why has God's people changed? Why have we become fearful? We're not to have the spirit of fear, the Bible tells us. But God's people have changed. We've become fearful. But oh, let us not be fearful. Let us realize He is still God. And He can still give me that power that I need, not to have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a spirit of hope and a spirit of a good mind. I can be strong and of good courage. I don't have to be dismayed. I can stand strong and I can have all the strength that I need. God can give me that I can stand in this world. God's people changed. There was a time when dark days like this, God's people didn't get in battles over political, but they stood strong and said, let me tell you about a God that can change things. I tell you, you're not going to change people that have different views than you have. All it's going to do is cause tension. All it's going to do is cause strife. But you know how you change things? Tell them there's a God that loves them. Tell them there's a God that died for them. Tell them there's a God that rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That has His arms stretched out and wants to save their soul. I tell you, I'm all fine standing for our rights, standing for our freedoms. I understand that. I understand. I'm not trying to bash any of that. I understand that. But I tell you, we get so more caught up in trying to stand for our so-called rights and our freedoms than standing up for the Word of God that's going to change things. We've gotten so caught up in all this happening in this world that we aren't standing for the truth of the Word of God. Do you know what more important than standing for so-called freedoms and rights that we so-called have? And let me tell you, all the freedoms and rights we have are to serve God anyways. But we talk about all the freedoms and all the rights that we're losing and all this. And I understand that. And I understand we don't know what we're in for. We don't know what's going to happen. And many say we could be like China and other countries and might have to underground churches. We can talk about that and that might happen. We don't know what's going to happen. But let me tell you, more than trying to stand for that, we need to stand for the Word of God and the things of God. And what we need is more than ever is God's people to be vigilant about spreading the Word of God. To be out telling people that God loved them and died for them and sharing the gospel with this lost and dying world. What we need more than ever than before is God's people to rise up and be courageous and say, my God is in control. And the only hope for America is to turn to Him. And that's what we need. God hasn't changed. God's people have changed. God's people are so more concerned about themselves than about serving God. God's people are more concerned about all the things they think are important. That's why we've seen less and less people entering the doors of God's house across America. That's why we've seen less and less people on their knees praying for America. That's why we've seen less and less people sharing the gospel. Because God's people have changed. That's why we've seen more divisions in churches, more issues among believers. Because God's people have changed. God's people need to unite together. I'm not saying they hold hands with those that aren't of the faith. But I'm saying believers, those that know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, those that believe the Word of God for what the Word of God says need to unite together. We need to stand up in this world together. And we need to be a strong force for the Lord Jesus Christ. God is still God. He hasn't changed. And you and I need to make sure that we haven't changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Son of God hasn't changed. The Spirit of God hasn't changed. And Scriptures has not changed. Has you, as God's children, have you changed? We should not change. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for this service. We thank you for this time. We know it was long this morning. But Lord, I know you had this for a reason, a purpose. This was not the message I originally was preaching today. Lord, we know that you laid this in my heart this week and changed the course. Lord, and I know we need this. Lord, I pray this message will encourage us, strengthen us, give us hope, and get us back on the right track in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Go ahead and stand with me.